This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is just past 12:30 p.m. on today, Monday, the 12th October, 2020. I am Christine Wong and I'm joined virtually by Audrey Raj and Frida Liu. But because it is halfway through the hour, it is time for the KLCI update. So at the moment, the KLCI is down by 0.7% at 1,518 points. Active stocks include Advanced Synergy, XOX Berhad and Parkson Holdings. The Ringgit is up against the US dollar at 4.13, up against the British pound at 5.39, and up against the Sing dollar at 3.05. Now, we have a question for you. We've been asking you throughout the show, and that is, have you been saving or hoarding your annual leave in 2020, and why? We've got a couple of responses here. We've got something on WhatsApp. This is from Kevin Lau, who says, saving it for MCO 2.0. It will come in handy if company implements forced leave or unpaid leave. Okay. And on Twitter, we have a poll. Of course, yes is still in the lead at 35.8%, followed by no at 31%. I always do this at 17.6%, and I was till recently. Shamil Razak has tweeted in and says, while most offices give all leave at the beginning of the year, mine uses an earning system. 20 per year divided by 12 months by 4 weeks by 5 days equals X hour we get per day. So yes, I've been hoarding my leave, partially because I can carry forward. Granted, it is not exceeding the maximum of 20 days. Normally, I would blow all 20 days traveling because I know I can earn the leave again until the end of the year. I'm still hoarding it. I'm hoping that borders will reopen and COVID is gone. Here's me being optimistic. I also agree that that's quite optimistic. Audrey, anything on Instagram?
Yeah, we have a whole bunch. And this is from Eric, who says, can't carry forward into 2021. Chris says the company has asked them to clear their leave. We've got Marina Malik, who says, nowhere that calls out to me to visit. And of course, there is the pandemic, so I guess Marina is holding leave. We've got Meng Lau, who says, in case of family emergencies where I need to be on extended extended leaves for a longer period of time with them.
If you guys want to get in touch with us to talk about that, again, Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio and on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And a big part of the pandemic is, of course, it's disrupted all of our lives. It's disrupted our leave. It's disrupted our holidays. But Frida's got a story about how disruption can actually give you momentum for change. So tell us about that, Frida.
Yes. So this is an excellent story. So, you know, of course, people are always resistant to change, right? And of course, you know, okay, this technology, again, bear with us, guys. During times of crisis, no one needs convincing that we need to change. So people tend to consider organizational change necessary and justified during crisis events. And what a better opportunity than now? So instead of wishing a crisis away, world-class leaders lean in and ask which organizational changes should we prioritize? And they're using a matrix to identify the organization top priority. This is pretty much like the Eisenhower decision matrix, but used in an organizational way. So first, leaders should consider all the issues they wanted to address through change initiatives. Then they have to prioritize what they're going to focus on by answering the following questions, right? Importance. How significant was the issue at hand before the crisis? And this is where you have to identify your issues on the continuum from somewhat to very important. And urgency. Has the crisis made addressing this issue more urgent or less urgent? So finally, categorizing the urgency and importance of issues. You have all your issues labeled by importance and urgency. So I'll go through some examples, right? So something that's very urgent and somewhat important. These issues may have been nagging leaders for some time, but they've never been prioritized because the crisis has made them more malleable than usual. So now is the time for decision makers to speak now or forever hold their peace. For example, right, retailers who have been in early conversations about contactless payments before COVID-19 should consider taking action before the opportunity is squandered. Now is the time. And also, so very urgent and very important, these issues were already significant problems or opportunities before the crisis and have been specifically impacted by the crisis. It is important to act quickly while the iron is hot. So, example, an organization that had been seriously wrestling with remote work policies before the COVID-19 crisis should seize the opportunity to make sweeping changes if needed. So in case that situation arises again, you already have a process in place, right?
Right.
Somewhat urgent and very important. These issues were already significant problems or opportunities for the crisis, but have not been particularly affected by it. They should still be addressed at some point, but there's no reason to address them now, and the opportunity cost of doing so may be higher than usual, given that other issues may need more immediate attention. So, for example, here, a company that's wrestling with restructuring incentive plan before COVID-19 may prefer to wait until a more opportune time to make changes, assuming the incentive structures have not been significantly affected by the crisis. Of course, if it has been, you have to look at it. And lastly, somewhat urgent and somewhat important. These issues have been on the table for a while at your organization. The nature of the crisis may take may make acting on them more costly, risky, or difficult to navigate. So such endeavors should be left alone until the crisis is passed, unless certain events created a clear path forward. So somewhat urgent, somewhat important, keep it on the back burner.
Yeah, and also apologies for everyone for the mild lagging that's going on here at the studio. But, you know, this is what disruption does. You know, you have to figure out and prioritize your issues. And unfortunately, the lag is one of them. Now, I love that sort of juxtaposition of urgent and important. And in my head, it's sort of like a little cross graph situation where you have to sort of see, you know, where your problem lies. And I think that's interesting that it never says not urgent and it never says not important. Everything is to an extent urgent and or important. You just have to sort of figure out, you know, like you said, Frida, how to prioritize those issues. I think that's really important to note.
No, the other thing is the fact that this kind of helps you map out what you should work on first, you know, and what can actually wait till later. Because sometimes, you know, when you're in a leadership position and you have a whole bunch of issues to kind of attack and you know that you need to do it now, it can be difficult trying to prioritize what you need to look at first, you know, and what is urgent. So I think this was really helpful for me as well, just trying to assess and to gauge what needs more priority over others during this time. Because, you know, sometimes when we're living in a time of uncertainty and, you know, people can get emotional about things. And, you know, when emotions are in the mix, you sometimes don't make the best decisions, right? So at least this kind of helps someone like me map out what I need to work on first. So very helpful.
Yeah. Right. I also, you go.
I'm looking at this and how I'm being disrupted, right? I was just thinking, okay, what do I need in this house to make sure I don't get disrupted, right? And this,
there you go.
Now looks urgent. It was important. It now looks urgent.
Yeah, definitely. I was actually reading about an interesting analogy for prioritizing your time or your tasks, right? And it's if you think about juggling, right? There are some balls that are made out of plastic and some balls that are made out of glass. So you've got to make sure that you don't sometimes you can drop the plastic balls and it's okay. It's not great, but they won't break, right? These are the, I guess, somewhat urgent, somewhat important tasks. And then you've got the glass balls that you can absolutely not drop at all. case, right? So I think that's also another interesting analogy to prioritize your tasks with as well.
Right.
Very deep, Chris. Very deep.
I saw it on Facebook, honestly. So I think that shows you what my priorities have been throughout the MCO as well. But of course, we're asking you about something else that you should prioritize at work, which is taking a break. Oh my gosh. So our question for you on social media today is, have you been saving or hoarding your annual leave in 2020 and why? To let us know, obviously, on Twitter and on Instagram as well at BFM Radio. And to message us on WhatsApp if you have something, you know, a little longer or you want to just get in touch with us in that way. That's 018-789-8899. In a weird contrast to the disruption, we are going to now play Rock Steady by Aretha Franklin on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.